I'm now joined on the line by Dublin Fingal TD, Louise O'Reilly. She's going to be talking about the demand to reopen Rush Garda Station. A very good morning to you, Louise, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Johnny.
First of all, Louise, the demand for Rush Garda Station to be reopened, it has been a long-standing issue for quite some time now. And whilst the Assistant Garda Commissioner confirmed recently that Rush would be one of the six Garda Stations to be reopened nationwide, there is still fear among the local residents that the plan is an empty promise. What's your view on this, Louise? Should the locals be worried at all at this stage?
Yeah, I think they should until they get a date and a firm commitment. This is very important for the people in Rush and Lusk because it's their Garda station, but also it's having a huge impact on the surrounding area because Gardaí are being taken from Swords and from Balbriggan. So it's having an effect right across North County Dublin. Myself and some of the people from Fingal Sinn Féin were out well over a year ago now collecting signatures, and the depth of feeling from the locals was quite something now. They really felt the loss of their Garda station. We collected over 1,000 signatures in a matter of a couple of weeks, and we submitted those to the then Minister for Justice, Frances Fitzgerald, as was. And we sort of made it clear to her at the time and to members of government that this was an issue that wasn't going to go away, you know, that the locals were going to demand that their Garda station be reopened. And it's very heartening to see that in recent weeks people from other parties have actually joined with us to call for the Garda station to be reopened. It's great that Rush is on the list, but now we need to see a firm commitment in terms of a date and also numbers of Gardaí that are going to be rostered and that are going to be available for local people.
Yes. Well, you actually led the petition for the Rush area.
Oh, we did. Yeah, we did.
That's right. Any idea why it's taken such a whole year for the government to make a decision on this? I mean, we're now approaching the year 2018.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and that's what's very worrying, you see, because there have been quite a number of false dawns in this. I think some of the reason for the government to be dragging their heels is, you know, they don't want to, because the minute that the stations are announced, they're saying to the other people who also had their Garda stations closed that they're not going to get their station reopened, and I think they were reluctant to say that. But, you know, they can take action when it suits them. I mean, Shane Ross was out within 12 hours of an announcement being made. Minister Ross was in his constituency with a big banner saying, I got step-aside Garda station reopened. That was really hurtful for people in Rush who have been campaigning tirelessly to get their Garda station reopened. And I think really what we need to do, Johnny, is keep the pressure on the government. That's what I'm going to be doing in here in the Dáil. That's what Fingal Sinn Féin are going to be doing down in our local communities. We're going to be keeping the pressure on because until we actually see the doors open, we can't give up on this.
Okay. And the government still haven't given a reason for the delay itself?
No, they haven't. All right, and, you know, I mean, that's what's infuriating because we know they say that matters are still under consideration. But when Shane Ross was able to come out and say he'd secured step-aside Garda station, well, then I'd be saying if he can get that commitment, why can't we get the commitment for the people in Fingal? So, you know, the key to this is locals coming together and keeping the pressure on.
Okay. The station in Rush was closed in 2012. What was the reason behind all that? Was it cutbacks?
Yes, it was done to save money. It was done to save money, and of course it's been found subsequently that there was no real saving because, you know, still Garda services have to be provided in the area. They're just done from a more remote location, but it was done purely and simply just to save money. And we have to remember, of course, while Fine Gael and Labour closed the Garda station, and they did so with enthusiasm, and they did so very, very quickly, part of the reason that they did was because the last time Fianna Fáil were in government, they closed down Templemore, so they effectively cut off the supply of trained Gardaí coming on stream, and they made it very difficult to maintain Garda stations as well, because obviously as Gardaí were retiring, they weren't being replaced. You know, this was started by Fianna Fáil and, you know, taken up very enthusiastically, unfortunately, by Fine Gael and Labour. And, you know, I'd be saying to the local representatives, to Alan Farrell, to Brendan Ryan and Dara O'Brien, you know, they have to also stand up and be counted and say, listen, admit that they were wrong in what they did, admit they were wrong when they closed Templemore, and that it was a wrong decision to close Rush Garda Station. But we know that Brendan and Alan agreed with that. They allowed it to happen. They were in government when it happened. I think it's great to see Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael coming out now in support of Rush Garda Station, and I'm hoping that their support, along with ourselves, as you say, effectively leading the campaign, that's going to result in the government being a bit quicker about this decision, because telling us repeatedly that it's under consideration is just not good enough for people in Rush.
Actually, has there been an increase in crime activity in the local area since its closure?
Well, you see, that's the difficult thing, because I talk to locals, and some of what they say to me is that they don't report, that they're not reporting crime anymore, that they're not reporting suspected crime or suspicious activity because they don't have a Garda station. And I think it's really, really difficult to tell because the locals, I think, have sort of lost faith with reporting. So it is kind of hard to say. And when you look at the statistics and the recent difficulties that members of An Garda Síochána had with regard to recording, incidences, breath tests, etc., I don't think we can rely on the official figures. So what I rely on is the feedback that I get in my advice clinics, the feedback I get from our local councillor, Malachy Quinn, and the feedback that we get when we're on the doors in Rush and Lusk. And we're talking to people who are afraid, and they're afraid because they don't see a Garda. They don't see, when they're out and about, they don't see a Garda presence on the ground, and that makes them very, very nervous. And I think that has to be, more than statistics, the actual feedback from the locals, I think, is actually more important.
Okay. What I can't understand, though, Louise, is that if a local had a burglary, they have to report it, even if they have to go as far as Balbriggan for incidents and crime of that nature.
But it's more for the low-level crime. So I was talking to a shop owner.
Oh, right, okay.
He was saying, what happens is, in previous times, he would have rung the local guard if he found a person shoplifting. Now he just takes the goods back off them and lets them go, because he doesn't know if he rings the guardie. I mean, the guardie in North County Dublin are doing their very, very best. But when you attend the Joint Police and Committee meetings, you can hear directly from them that resources are absolutely stretched. Absolutely stretched to the limit at the moment. So we need Rush Garda Station reopened, but we also need more Gardaí for the area so that we can improve the community policing, the on-the-ground policing.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. Is it only about the reopening of the station in Rush? Because local sources had complained even before the closure there was minimal Garda presence in the town. Mm. So is there any chance that there might be an increase in Garda numbers after the reopening, especially due to the growing population in Rush? Because it's growing very, very fast, at a fast rate. And also the fact that it will serve the Garda station, if and when it reopens, it will serve the Lusk area, and also, I think, Loch Shinnie as well.
Yes, that's right. And the surrounding rural area as well. I think that's going to be the key. A building is not going to suffice. Opening the doors again is not going to be enough. We need it properly staffed, and we need it staffed in a way that actually represents and takes account of the fast growing population in Rush. I mean, you only have to walk through Rush Village to see the numbers of young people. And I mean, we're out canvassing every week in the Rush and Lusk area, talking to people. You can see it's a young community, and it's a growing community. And obviously we've seen house building recently in Rush and in Lusk, and that's great, that's very, very welcome. But we need the services, we need the health services, we need the Gardaí, we need the schools to take account of the population. What we don't want is to see more houses being built and more people coming in without the resources to match. So you're dead right, Johnny, when you say that opening the building is not going to cut it. We actually need a proper fully staffed Garda station to take account of the local area.
Absolutely. Roughly, Louise, what's the current population of Rush? Are you aware of it?
I think it's around 8,000 to 9,000.
Right, okay.
Think at the moment, I'm Rush and Lusk, but you see, you've got the surrounding areas as well. So actually, off the top of my head now, I don't know, but I think it's, when you see the rate at which it's growing. I mean, there's new houses going up in Lusk at the moment. There's planning permission for more houses in Rush, and you can see like there are already large numbers of housing estates in the surrounding area. I know myself from getting the train in the morning, even in the last year, I've seen a huge increase in the numbers getting on in Rush and Lusk as well at that station. So, you know, it is a very rapidly growing population. So it's not even to attend to the needs of the people at the moment, which is really, really important, but also to future-proof the provision of Garda services for the population, which will grow into the future. And, you know, I mean, that's a good thing because it's a lovely area to live in. It's right by the sea. You know, it's a really, really lovely area, fantastic community. And it's great to see people, young families moving into the area. We just need to make sure that the resources that are there and that the infrastructure that's there is actually put in place now to support the expanding population rather than in retrospect when it becomes too late. You know, it's too late to say we need a playground when the kids are 5, 6 and 7 years of age. What you need to be doing is when the kids are babies, looking and thinking, okay, we need to get a playground now and actually put the infrastructure in place and future-proof the development.
Yeah, it's just like building a whole load of new social housing with no schools for the children.
Yeah, got exactly. You know what's going to happen when young families move in, you know, and it's great news. You know, when young families move in, of course they're going to have kids. Those kids are going to need to go to school, and sometimes I wonder about the levels of planning within the government, and I wonder about the local representatives, and do they ever speak up at their parliamentary party meetings and actually shout loud and say, listen, in my area we've a rapidly growing population, we need to future proof it. You know, I mean, nobody is surprised if you open up a new housing estate. So obviously those people, young couples are going to start having kids. So it's reasonable to assume 4 to 5 years we're going to need a school. And yet sometimes we find ourselves in a situation where we have housing developments 4 to 5 years later. People are scratching their heads and thinking, Jamie, we now have a massive demand for a school. Where did that come from? Well, I think, you know, if we look now at the developments in North County Dublin, which are very, very welcome, and people need homes, and North County Dublin is a fantastic place to live, wonderful community. You know, we could do an awful lot now to ensure that we don't have problems in the future, and the Garda station is very much part of that. Community policing should be at the heart of these new communities, as well as a resource for the existing communities. And I think, you know, we have the opportunity to maybe get that right this time. So, you know, fingers crossed the powers that be will listen.
OK, well, just before we finish up, Louise, whilst the reopening date still hasn't been set, what's your view on the expected reopening date? Optimistic or pessimistic?
I'd be optimistic. And I tell you why, Johnny. I'd be optimistic because the locals just will not tolerate any more messing with their Garda station. So I'd be optimistic that if we don't get a date in the coming weeks, that we will be back on the doors with another petition or another form of action to force the government to actually make the announcement.
Okay, Louise, thank you very much, and a great job well done with you with the petitions, and best of luck in securing an early reopening date.
Thank you very much, Johnny. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, and likewise, we'll talk again as well. All the best and have a great day.
And you. Bye now.